Phoenix Audio presents
A Game for Heroes by Jack Higgins. Read by Christian Rotzka. Prologue. A fine morning to die in. The bodies started to come in with the tide just after dawn, clustered together, bobbing in through the surf to the beach 100 feet below my hiding place. The bay was called Horseshoe for obvious reasons. As a boy, I'd swum down there on more occasions than I could remember, and there was an excellent beach when the tide was out. An inhospitable shore now, though, seeded with mines and choked by barbed wire strung between rusting steel lances. No place to be, alive or dead, on a cold April morning. It was raining slightly, and visibility was not good in the dawn mist, so that even Fort Victoria, on its rocky point a quarter of a mile away, was barely visible. I took a cigarette from my waterproof tin, lit it, and sat there watching more bodies float in, but not from any morbid curiosity. It was impossible for me to leave the shelter of those gorse bushes before nightfall. If I attempted to move in daylight, capture was certain on such a small island, especially now that my presence was known. 5 years of war had left me indifferent where death was concerned, even to its uglier aspects. The time when a body had any emotional effect was long since gone. I'd seen too many of them. The fact of death was all that mattered. Down there, British and German floated together, and at that distance it was impossible to distinguish between them, which proved something. Another wave slopped in, flinging a body high in the air, casting it farther up the beach than the others. As it landed, a mine exploded.